Hold on to your butts.
Let's go! Welcome to another episode of A Near Death Experience, the only podcast that guarantees violence and mayhem. On tonight's episode, we have Jojo Lewis, who offers his soul and sacrifices himself in a pro wrestling match against the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker. Now, don't be gammon. Like and subscribe. Sit back and enjoy the show as we now introduce our competitors for tonight's match.
Wrestling Sid Parker is a monstrous feat, let alone in your very first match. But I've worked too long and too hard for this opportunity, and I will not let it go to waste. Sid Parker, when I meet you in that ring, I will get you down for the 1, 2, 3.
First off, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, past, present, and emerging, always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Now tonight, my guest, his name, Jojo Lewis, he's a YouTube sensation. And he's also a big dumb monkey.
That's
Jojo
me.
Lewis, everyone. And my co-host tonight is the lovely Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
Tonight, Jojo, you get to feel alive. You get to play with the monster in my head. Welcome to a near death experience.
So you got the card of versatility, the freshwater turtle card, which I think is really cool because I think tonight you're gonna have to be quite versatile in your plan of attack.
Yeah, wrestling Sid. On my first match,
yeah,
dude.
This is your first match. This is your debut. And you're wrestling Sid Parker.
Fuck you.
First one. You're popping his cherry. You're pegging his cherry.
I gotta fight this guy.
Your first one.
That is terrifying. That is so...
Wow, are you birded? Anyone ever birded you?
This is the
Good
guy
boy.
I have to fight. What did, in my first match?
Yeah.
You're throwing me in the deep end.
You just got to be versatile. The cards are telling you to be versatile.
I'm fucking nervous.
You are a versatile human, though. Like, you're a YouTube sensation. You're a pro wrestler. You're a musician.
Ooh.
You're very good at creative writing.
I'd like to think so.
You are.
Fuck.
I know that for a fact.
Fuck. Are you fucking my head?
It's teabagging you.
Fuck, that's
means he
that's
likes
cushiony.
You. Yeah, means he
is
likes
that Sid's way of, like, accepting you into the...
I wouldn't say accepting. I'm just saying he's, like, warming up to you.
Like a cat rubbing its head.
Yeah.
But
be careful. If you rub too much, he'll bite.
Fuck, we don't
want
that.
Yeah, and he bites pretty hard. He's got quite sharp teeth. So tell me about your YouTube channel. What do you do on it?
Yeah. So basically, Jojo Lewis YouTube, go chuck a cheeky follow. It's basically just a music reaction and analysis channel. It has a really funny origin, actually. So it started...
Sorry. Keep going. It's just funny.
Get her out of here.
You have a reactions channel.
Yeah. Got a reaction channel. So basically it started because my mate told me that reactions are easy content and low effort, right? Which is true. I went and looked at the competition... And fuck, it was nothing but guys watching music videos. There's a funny or cool bar, and it's like, wah! Holy shit! And I just thought that was pretty dog shit. So I thought I'd bring some analysis, some like in-depth thinking, and yeah, just took off from there.
What sort of music do you review? Like just all music,
well,
or?
Well, initially it started off with like it was more like because I'm a big fan of rap, and I didn't listen to a lot of rock or metal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a rap fan reacting to like rock and metal. So like things like Nightwish and Sabaton. And pretty much it was just yeah, it just evolved from there. I listen to pretty much anything that's requested now.
Can I request a song and I'll send it to you later?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, alright. That's cool.
Easy.
Can I come on your channel one day?
You wanna do a duo reaction?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be fun.
100%. I haven't posted in ages.
Why?
In months. Well, because I lost a lot of the, like, fire for it. And I don't like I have really high standards for myself, and I didn't want to bring a product that wasn't good. So
that's fair enough.
So yeah, we're coming back though. Ah, by the time this comes out, we would have been back already.
Bro, why did you fuck my dog?
Technically, Sting fucked him. Rumor going around the house.
Oh no. Okay.
Doobie told me. This little birdie told me.
Fuck Doobie! Nah, fuck his bird. I took that motherfucker out of the cage to try and feed it. Fucking attacked my face. Tried to pull my dreads out. Bit my fingers. Fuck that little bird. It's a devil bird. That bird's the Antichrist, I swear.
Well, he told me you let Sting peg ya.
Now, listen, I told Doobie that in confidence, right? I was hoping he wouldn't squawk. Some would say. So, but he
let bite and squawk.
He let it fly, unfortunately.
No.
So yeah, well, I mean,
did you put peanut butter on your balls? Because I noticed there was a lot of peanut butter missing when I got home.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I had no peanut butter.
I noticed there was a huge chunk out of it, and it looked like a testicle sack. Looked like you just dipped your nuts in my peanut butter, waiting for my gorgeous, innocent, sweet little boy to lick them off your nuts.
Now listen, the past is in the past. let's not dwell on things that have been. Let's look to the future.
Oi.
Yeah?
Why are you a fucking wrestler?
Now, I just thought I want to get my ass kicked for a living.
That's a lie. What's the truth?
Well, really, I just wanted a home.
Don't we all?
Just wanted a home. A little bit of an outsider, a little bit of a misfit. So, just thought I'd come to wrestling because I loved it all my life. And then, yeah, found my home at Relentless. Shout out Relentless. If you're in Melbourne, or anywhere in Australia, and you want to be a wrestler, couldn't recommend Relentless more. Best trainers in the country.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking dope.
They're awesome.
So what's the real reason?
Well, I mean, it's fucking boring. The real reason is just I've loved wrestling all my life.
I'm a witch, right? I can tell when people lie. So, like, what's the real reason?
I'm going to be honest. The real reason is pretty boring. I've just loved wrestling all my life. I always saw myself, like, when I'm older, being world champ. So, well, I fucking knew it was going to happen, so I'm going to make it happen. That's the real reason. It's pretty boring, but I'm going to be world champion one day.
I believe in that.
Smells like pussy, huh?
Smells like bussy.
Little bussy.
Femboy.
Don't get me talking about that juicy boy pussy.
tell me. What is that? Tell me what that is.
What's your ratio of pussy to bussy action?
Oh, that's embarrassing to answer. Until recently, on a roughly 9-month dry streak of the whammon, but let's say the boys are running wild.
I love it. If there anyone in the interwebs that we talk to right now that thinks Mr. Jahari is a handsome little bussy, please hit him up and share your bussy.
Oh!
I'm a good wingman, I'm a good friend. So if you think he's a cutie pie, let us know in the comments, like and subscribe, and suck his dick or something.
I'm so lonely.
He's funny, he's nice, but he's...
Well, I'm a lot to handle. Lot to handle. Very loud individual.
Doesn't look that big.
Ah, 3mm defeater, brother. Yeah. It's not the size that matters. It's how you use it. And I don't use it well.
Or at all, really.
I barely even use it to piss.
How do you, like...
At your bum hole?
At my finger.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. So when I need to piss, like, the end just opens up.
Is it circumcised or uncircumcised?
Oh, hood gang for days. Hood gang?
You have a sleeping bag for your worm.
What the fuck are you on about?
The foreskin.
Oh, the foreskin. Yeah, you got a sleeping bag for the brother. He's wearing a hoodie. That's like, you got to protect him. It's like wearing knee pads.
Yeah, this shit's important.
Well, I don't know how people that are circumcised just walk around. They just exist. Like, the fucking protection's gone.
Alright, like, we should also put in the comments, voice, what's better? Circumcised, uncircumcised?
Hood gang? Let's
bring
we're going to have a fight to the death to find out, right?
For the circumcised, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And whoever loses gets
everyone's
has to
foreskins.
Yeah, and they got to eat it.
What?
Yep.
Alright.
Oh, well, I mean, if you insist.
You gotta eat it.
He's twisting my arm here.
Yeah, I just wanna know. I don't wanna taste it, but let me know what it tastes like.
I imagine it tastes like.
Beefy?
Anchovies.
Why?
Well, because, you know, a lot of guys that have foreskins don't wash their dicks. Wash your fucking dicks! You gotta do it, or else it's fucking dick cheese and smegma everywhere, like...
Yeah, it's chewy.
Yeah, oh, stinky. God. Yeah, you gotta wash your cocks.
Yeah. Yeah, and your pusses too, to be fair.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You gotta wash
that. Especially if you have both.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying.
Clean.
Make sure it's
clean. Try to spread that word.
Spread the good word. Everyone, spread the good word. Clean your pussy. Clean your cocks. Public service announcement.
Pussy.
Where are your keys?
Fuck, I actually have no idea where they are right now. I'm in some serious strife. I'm like,
I think we should fill in the fans of Jahari's history with his keys.
Yeah. So we worked a show, we helped out with a show, NWA. It was fantastic, a great time, great bands, great people, phenomenal wrestling. Definitely recommend checking it out. But, yeah, I just felt like I just couldn't find my keys on the drive home.
You're staying at my house.
I was staying at Erica and Sid's house, and on the drive home, I was patting around looking for the keys. Heart drops. Asshole titans. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Sid, Erica, I can't fucking find them. They're gone. Can't find the keys. But I wasn't worried.
Not worried at all.
I wasn't concerned. That was actually a major part of it. I outwardly exclaimed to them 15 times within 3 minutes.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried.
In actual fact, I was crying. And just trying to hide it from them. So, really, the dumb fuck I am, it turned out I didn't leave the keys in a random castle in Ballarat. I left them here at the gym, like 2 days beforehand.
What happened when we dropped you home, young Jahari? What could have gone wrong?
So I walked up to my apartment, went to open the door, and was like, I have no keys. So I did what any logical human would do. Cried for about an hour and a half.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, at the front of his house.
It was glorious. I wish everyone could have seen it.
And what did you do to your neighbor's doorknob? Out of pure spite.
Out of pure spite. You know when you're sad and there's nothing else you can do other than just fucking tug the hog? That's what I did. I fucking beat the fuck out of that bad boy and came on the door handle. Shout out my neighbours. Now you can decide if that actually happened or not.
It did happen.
This is horrible. This is the worst. Oh, no.
And then he found his keys after he paid for a new lock.
Well, yeah, you had to pay a locksmith to come out and change the fucking locks. I fucking didn't get in my house till 5 p.m. the next morning. The next day. So I was just stranded, doing fuck all, stressed, missed work, fucking got in trouble at work. Got in trouble for being a fuckhead from my dickheads. My neighbours were confused as to why I was on my balcony all day. It was just a great day. Just a phenomenal day.
You know,
day.
You could have called me. I would have come picked you back up. You could have come hang out.
No, I could have. But...
But your pride was too big.
No, I just wasn't worried. I feel like my composure was there. I handled myself like an established, civilized individual. And I got in that house. for $376. It was fucked.
Bro.
Don't look at me like that. There's nothing you can say to me that I haven't said 6 inches from the mirror.
Did you bring any presents for us?
Yeah.
Oh. That's my next question. Well, I got a couple, actually. I brought two presents.
Two?
Yeah.
Two's my favourite number.
So, let me... I didn't ask. So, let me show you... Let me show you Jar. All right?
Jar?
This is my best friend. This is my roommate.
Jar Rule?
Jar. No, Jar, as in Jar Seon Froy. Shout out XXX Tentacion. So, this is my boy Jar.
The baby.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my own dinosaur. Hey, don't touch Jar! Don't fucking touch Jar.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You should fight for Jar.
Please.
Sit down. It's okay.
He's a sensitive lad.
He's alright. Give him a chance. Give Jar a chance.
Come on. He's one of your people.
That's racist.
Don't be racist.
I'm not.
Green lives matter.
Green. Anyway, this is Jar.
Hey, Jar.
This is Jar.
Nice to meet you, man.
He's my T-Rex. He's my roommate. And yeah.
That's cool.
I talk to him all the time.
Who does the dishes?
Neither of us. They're still stacked from about 2 weeks ago. Jar's not happy with you. Own little bastard. Where can we put Jar?
We could put Jar over here if we'd like. If you guys aren't gonna stop fighting.
Hey,
Sid, chill.
Please.
He's okay. He's a guest.
Yeah, take Jar.
Let him be a guest.
Watch out for his tail.
Let him be a guest. It's alright. It's alright.
And now the other one is something that means quite a lot to me. So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring another dinosaur in. I didn't know that would offend you.
It's alright. Look.
Can he
stay? Give him a chance.
Can he stay? I'll take your resounding silence as an absolutely. Please. Look, it's Sonic.
So what's your other present? What's your other show and tell you have?
Some other show and tell means a lot to me, right? So the first time I went over to Sid and Erica's house, we had a reading, and it was really important. I was a bit lost, and Erica gave me a little bag, a little baggie full of some like herbs and stones and crystals, and a little earwig in there. I fucking love the earwig, but yeah, still smells good. I keep it on the head of my bed, and so it's always around and. Yeah, this little fucking...
That's really cute. I forgot that I gave you that.
Little fucking goodie bag for good shit, yeah.
Aw, that's cute.
It's like the only thing I look after at my house. Everything else is fucked.
Where's the earwig?
It's in the corner. I noticed it as soon as you gave it to me, but said nothing.
I didn't even know that I put one in there.
I don't think you did intentionally.
Oh, so he went in there by himself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, he's dead now.
That's okay, he's allowed to live there.
I've contemplated eating him.
Bro, why? He's dead.
Well, I ran out of noodles today, so...
Come over, I'll make you dinner.
That's huge.
Oh, that's nice, man. You got one of LaFonda's feathers in there, too.
Oh, wait, one of LaFonda's feathers?
Yeah.
I was about to say...
A LaFonda feather
if that's fucking Doobie's feather, I can promise you that's getting thrown out.
No.
I fucking hate that bird.
Doobie's a town. He's a favourite.
I hate that little bastard.
Our asshole.
I fucking...
All our guests are very fond of Doobie.
If I ever get the chance, I'm biting his head off. That little fuck is done.
He beat you in a fight.
I'm coming for you, Doobie.
We have another friend who house sits and... Doobie gives him a hard time as well.
Yeah, fuck Doobie.
But he's so cute, though.
He's a little piece of shit. Like, he's a little scumbag. I guarantee, if he was a person, he's getting 25 to life for, like, aggravated arson.
Yeah, he's a little psycho, huh?
Yes, little piece of shit. Fuck that bird. Other birds are wonderful. I love birds. Yeah. I want a toucan.
Yeah, toucans are pretty dope.
But fuck whatever the fuck Doobie is.
All right, Mr. Johari, I have one more question for you.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think happens to you when you die?
Oh, that's a big question. Well, I've got a few answers, but the one I actually believe is in my culture, in Māori culture, there's a couple different things that are believed, but the one that my mob like to subscribe to is that basically when you die, you go to some, you don't go to heaven or hell, you go to some type of like ether, just somewhere like ancestral plane, if I'm gonna, it's not that, but that's the best descriptor. And basically you're just there looking after the later generations. So like, I believe that. So I've got all of my ancestors following me, looking after me, guiding me. And I like to think everyone else does as well. But yeah, that's what I reckon happens. You're just, because energy can't be created or destroyed in the universe, right? So it's got to go somewhere. So it goes to looking after the rest of the tribe.
Yeah. So do you think that's what's going to happen to you after you have your near-death experience with Sid Parker?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little spooked, but I believe that I can... I might be able to beat him. Everyone's got a shot. But yeah, I'm nervous. I'm scared. But I'm going to use that to try and feel the anger and get the win.
Luck.
I'm terrified.
It's alright, it's only your first time.
It's only my first match against the Mayhem Internet Champion, Sid Parker.
You should be lucky, like, it's lucky. It's good shit.
Yeah. Oh.
It's good shit.
It's nerve-wracking, I'm shaking a little bit. We're gonna...
Have you weed yourself yet?
Like, here?
Yeah, just today.
Not yet, but it's coming. I can feel it. I've got a child's bladder, and that motherfucker's full.
Me too. I get anxiety bladder.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I have to wee all the time. Oh, I get yelled at for it.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck. As you should.
What did the people think?
Of what?
The street talk.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Our street talk segment is when we hit the streets. That's when the prehistoric death cult hit the streets to see what our fans think of what's going to happen tonight with JoJo Lewis versus Sid Parker in JoJo Lewis's first ever match and debut here on a near-death experience.
We're here at Street Talks with Coach JXT and Coach Fox. All right, guys, I have a question for you guys. Tonight we have Sid Parker taking on JoJo Lewis. Who do you think's going to win and why?
Joey JoJo!
Why?
Because I've seen the hard work he's put in, and I know that Sid Parker's, although feels like ready for anything, won't be ready for what Joey JoJo has.
Fair enough. Who do you think's going to win?
Sid.
Why?
Because he beat me, and if he loses to this guy,
shooting. All right, I'm here with Kenny the Kangaroo at Street Talks. Now, I think, who do you reckon's going to win? We got Sid Parker and JoJo Lewis. JoJo Lewis in his first bout. Me personally, I think he's going to get eaten alive by Sid. You're going for JoJo? All right, we got one for JoJo. Here at Street Talks with Tawny Frogmouth Owl, and I asked him who he thinks is going to win from Sid Parker and JoJo Lewis. I think he's Team Sid. Mr. JoJo! Don't look so scared, bro. Are you ready to have a near-death experience with the Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker, in your first ever match?
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh! Fuck.
You got this, bro.
I don't have any gear yet, so I'm just wearing the training gear.
Look at, give us a spin.
Fucking get a look at the mayhem.
Representing mayhem shows. You're representing the school.
Gotta rep the boys.
Alright, cool. Let's do this, bro. You ready?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, we have this near-death experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you rather fuck a dog or a monkey?
Monkey.
Monkey?
They're closer to humans.
No. But you already fucked my dog.
Yeah, so I know monkeys will be better.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Alright, bro. Good luck. Do you have any last words?
Yeah, this one's for Jar.
Who's Jar?
That's the dino up there.
Oh.
Kicked the shit out of him before.
Right.
Dedicating this one to Jar.
Jar. Jar. Jar. Jar. Alright, bro. Good luck.
Well,
come on, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Out of the corner, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is one big pile of shit.